The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
Hello and welcome to the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan. This week, a new app to help offshore workers organise their onshore leave. Cillian Wood tells oil and gas bosses about his review of the industry, and the big six energy companies are to be investigated. But first, an event was this week held in Aberdeen on the need for shale gas to be developed in the UK. It's caused controversy up until now because of the fracking process used to extract minerals from the ground. The unconventional gas conference took place over Tuesday and Wednesday at the AACC. Ken Cronin, CEO of the UK Onshore Operators Group, was among the keynote speakers.
It's a two-day event in Aberdeen, brought together by a number of industry players to discuss the current trends in the industry, the political elements, public perception elements, and also supply chain and technical elements.
In terms of the industry in the UK at the moment, what are the main challenges facing it?
I think the main challenges are twofold, really. Number one is successfully going through planning and environmental permitting. That takes time, usually between 9 months and a year. And secondly, ensuring that we improve public perception of our industry. We are working very hard at a very local level where we are going to have our sites to explain what we're doing, explain what the risks are, explain how we mitigate and manage those risks, and also explain what the benefits can be to local communities through job creation, through direct community benefits, and also supply chain benefits to local companies, etc.
Obviously, shale gas has taken off in the US. Well, why is it we haven't seen the same revolution here yet?
I think we live in a different country with a different regulatory regime, and we tend to do things in this country over a longer period of time. The regulatory regime is extremely strict. It's probably one of the most stringent in the world with respect to oil and gas, and also we have a planning system that doesn't exist in the US, and we rightfully go through that planning process, allowing people to have their say and also to understand the situation in each site.
A North Sea oil and gas recruiter is expanding in Europe. Lubbers Resources, which is an arm of the Lubbers Transport Group, are increasing their presence in the Netherlands, particularly in the west of the country. The firm says it puts them in a strong position to operate in some of the continent's emerging markets. They employ nearly 300 people across Europe. Shell selected a firm to deliver a business planning solution for their global operations. Palantir Solutions software will connect data, functions and processes for the energy giant. Their director says they're excited to have been selected and that their technology will enable faster decision-making for the firm. An Aberdeen oil worker's come up with an app to help him and his colleagues organise their free time. Callum Napier has no experience in computing, but he's come up with a device called Back to Back, which lets friends and family see when they're off and onshore. It was launched this week. He spoke to my colleague Joe Odber from Angola.
It's basically an offshore rotation calendar where you can set up your rotation, you can invite other people's rotation onto your own calendar, and you can compare and see when you guys are both offshore and both onshore. And you can see at a glance it's very clearly marked and it's all colour-coded.
And this must have come out of your own frustration being offshore and trying to arrange things.
It did, yeah. It came out of basically trying to organise a game of golf with my mates. We couldn't actually decide on a date with, you know, all my friends working in various places around the world on various rotations, and it was a real challenge to finally nail a date for a game of golf, and I just thought there had to be an easier way. So I came up with Back to Back.
It must be frustrating when you're offshore, because it seems like you'd be living for these breaks, but frustrated that it's hard to get them arranged.
It is, yeah. It's very frustrating. So with a tool like this, it's real easy to see and it's real easy to plan your next golf outing, you know, weddings, nights out, stuff like that.
Have you had any experience in making these apps up before?
This is my first attempt. This is the first one. Fingers crossed it goes well.
So how do you go about making an app then from scratch?
Basically, I approached AVC Media in Aberdeen with an idea, and it just kind of flourished from there. We sat down, we spoke about it, we spoke about which direction was the best way to go with it, and they were more than helpful, and it's finally finished.
And what kind of reaction have you been getting from your colleagues offshore?
So far, it's been very positive. Some of them have been taking the mickey a wee bit. I've been keeping it quiet for so long, but there's been a lot of positive feedback from the boys. It's been great.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
One of our biggest energy suppliers says it's going to freeze household bills for almost 2 years. SSE, which owns Scottish Hydro and based in Perth, says it's axing 500 jobs as part of a cost-cutting programme. MD Will Morris admits the business is going to take a hit in order to keep prices on hold.
There is going to be some painful parts of that. And taking my profit margin down is pretty tough when you're trying to run a good business. So the green levers have really helped and we want more of that, but it's absolutely about us doing the right thing too.
Sir Ian Wood this week outlined the recommendations from his oil and gas review to business leaders in Aberdeen. The businessman's compiled a report laying out strategies helping to revitalise exploration and maximise recovery in the North Sea. He says a new approach is required and has also recommended the creation of an independent regulator to oversee the sector. Executive Vice President of Coastal Upstream, Keith Wallace, says there will be new challenges for the body.
Maybe this can have some influence in trying to dismantle or encourage platforms to try and address the collaboration issue on access to infrastructure. But what has played out over the last 10 years is that if these bodies have no teeth, then it's highly unlikely that much will happen. These bodies need to be able to take action, they need to have powers to enforce.
Sir Ian Wood himself spoke to me after the breakfast briefing at the AECC. He thinks the oil industry will welcome a new regulator.
I think if you look at the budget content in oil and gas and the way it was written this year from previous years, it was quite different. I mean, I do see signs of Treasury beginning to think towards how do we contribute to this tripartite arrangement and maximise economic recovery. It almost had a sense of ownership. You know, they've proposed a significant review, a fiscal review up front, which is, I think, is very significant. They've also said the new regulator, one of its first tasks must be to look carefully at various issues involving exploration and involving decommissioning. And the whole content of the review, I think, was actually, the whole content of the statement was actually quite positive. And as far as the review was concerned, it couldn't have been more positive. I mean, they've specifically said we're going to allocate the finance that's been requested. We've given you dates for appointment of chief executive. You know, it was actually very positive. And also, Treasury are behind this now. They want it to happen.
Yeah, I mean, how much of a big difference is that making? Because we've seen a few years ago that perhaps they weren't behind the industry in the same way.
I think behind the industry may be the wrong expression. I mean, Treasury, quite rightly, are there to maximise the benefits to the UK taxpayer. That's their job. But I think what they now are clearly behind is the concept that we're going to have to invest more as part of that process. So we're going to have, you know, they've given allowances, we're going to have to look at areas where we can incentivise exploration and look at a number of areas where they can actually incentivise with some investment, with some loss of revenue to them up front, with a view to maximising the long term. So I think it's a very effective, pragmatic approach that they're taking, and hopefully... I mean, I think we'll stay with that.
The regulator you want to set up, businesses saying they want to make sure that it has some teeth. I mean, do you think it's going to have the sufficient power that it needs?
I don't like, we need teeth because we need to be powerful. I mean, I've said today, this is not heavy new regulation at all. It's new powers relating to helping to encourage collaboration and putting the regulator in a position where they can facilitate and catalyse collaborative activity and behaviour. The new powers actually are fairly limited. It's some cases we're only just using powers that we already have. The key thing is that in some areas, the industry, knowing that there is a regulator who can actually step in and sort out disputes, they'll solve the disputes themselves. So it's not heavy, but it is very focused on trying to change behaviour, influence and change behaviour into positive collaboration.
and Aberdeen Energy Services firm's shipping division's been given a top accolade for health and safety. North Star Shipping, part of the Craig Group, has been given the International Safety Award from the British Safety Council for its performance. The biggest investigation yet is being launched into the Big Six energy companies. A new Competition and Market Authority will look into whether our electricity and gas suppliers are giving us the best deal. The firms could even be broken up. Louise Fletcher is from the energy regulator Ofgem.
There's real concerns about the energy market, and we want to get to the bottom of them. That's why we are referring the market for a full competition inquiry.
Helicopter company Bond's been bought by engineering firm Babcock International. They acquired the operator's parent company Avensis in a deal thought to be worth £920 million. They're seen as a strategic fit for Babcock, who run the Rosyth Dockyard. And rounding off the week, an Aberdeen-based specialist access firm has reported year-on-year growth since it was created a decade ago. Aquaterra says it's on track to achieve 10% turnover growth to £12 million in its current year. Don't forget, for all the latest news from the energy sector, tune in to our special North Sound Energy Bulletins each weekday morning during Craig Sea at Breakfast and the Robin Galloway Breakfast Show. That's it for this week. This has been the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.